We are scooting right through summer. Here we are at the end of July, and we need to get excited about some events this weekend. So let's find out what's happening. The Ann Arbor Observer knows all the events because it's listed, every event listed in the Ann Arbor Observer day by day, hour by hour, making it really easy to plan your time. Back with us is Assistant Calendar Editor at the Ann Arbor Observer, Michael Bright.
Hey, Lucianne. Thanks for having me.
Always fun to have you here. What do you know this weekend?
Well, we are creeping into the dog days of summer here, so it's a little quieter around town, but still a few things you can find out in the world this weekend.
By the way, the students are going to be back soon enough. Let's just enjoy
our quiet. You know what? I'll just say go outside, go down to campus maybe and take a walk around campus when there's no students. Yeah. You know, enjoy a little bit of the quiet.
I agree with
It'll be over soon. But if you want, you can also do this. You can go out to Chelsea and see the Classic Cruisers Car Show on Friday night. Mm-hmm. That's a nice thing they do in the summer out there. It's a show of classic vintage autos. A lot of folks bring their own cars in to show off. There's awards. There's live music. There's also social tent with you know, cover bands playing, a lot of going on downtown Chelsea on Friday.
Yeah, this is part of their Chelsea area festivals and events.
Yeah, and they do stuff every Thursday night down there with the Sights and Sounds on Thursday nights there. Mm-hmm. And then there's a few other summer events, and this is one of them. So Friday, 3 to 11, downtown Chelsea, a lot of going on.
All right, just to the west of Ann Arbor a little bit. It's not a far drive at all, and just cute little town. Love that.
Yeah, and another thing you can do this weekend in Chelsea is check out the Purple Rose Theater Company. They're putting on their summer show. It looks really funny. It's called Emma's Wedding, parentheses, so weddings.
Oh, sounds like Emma's having a good time there.
it's a comedy drama about a group of old friends who gather to celebrate their friend Emma's fourth wedding.
Oh, I see. I see.
And they get together and they revisit the memories of each of her previous weddings and why they fell apart. So it's kind of a funny, cheeky, but also kind of a tender play, it looks like.
Oh, nice.
So that's going on 3 p.m. matinees on Saturday, 2 on Sunday, and then the rest of the shows are at 8 p.m. But that's also down in Chelsea at the Purple Rose Theater Company.
And that goes through August 30th.
Yeah, so that's all. That's their summer, their big summer production there.
Emma's Weddings.
Yes.
All right. Let's have some fun with the kids, right?
No, this is a new thing. They call it the Ann Arbor Fun House. And you think that would mean kids.
It's kids.
It's not at all. This is the new venue, what they've called the new venue in MASH Ann Arbor, which is next to Slow's Barbecue there on Washington Street.
Yeah.
So they call it the Ann Arbor Fun House, which, I mean, they might consider a name that, I don't know, says that they're a performance venue a little more. But they have a really good lineup there. They've been bringing in some neat acts. And one they're bringing in Saturday is pretty cool as well. It's Zach Nichols, who's he's one of the founding members of Frontier Ruckus, which is a really popular experimental bluegrass kind of folk rock band out of the Detroit area. I think they lived in Ipsy for a while, but they perform locally and nationally. But they're a really, really tight band and had some really great music. So definitely look, check it out if you want to see a new venue in town. He's playing with a bunch of his, you know, musical friends. So a lot of kind of top-notch local area music. And I think it's only a $5 ticket.
And where exactly is this?
So it's in the basement of MASH, which is still operating as a bar, to my understanding.
Oh, okay.
Next to Slow's Barbecue there, which is taken over from
Tractor.
Tractor.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of change in that space. But I understand MASH is still operating, but this is now a kind of musical venue that's attached to it instead of them running their own music venue. Mm. I'm not entirely sure what the arrangement is.
And it's called Ann Arbor Fun House.
It's called Ann Arbor Fun House. And they have two event spaces, and they host a lot of music and DJs and dance parties and stuff.
All right, speaking of music, what the library is doing this weekend is truly interesting.
Yeah, they have some music, and yeah, it's not like something I've seen, honestly, since I've been doing this. A fellow named Sean Forbes He's putting out a program called Deaf and Loud, and he's a nationally recognized deaf rapper.
So he must feel the vibration.
Yeah. I listen to some of the music, and he's like any other performer. He
really?
Feels the music. It's amazing.
Wow.
And maybe he has some way of doing it. I'd like to learn. I'm sure you can find out. But he's doing a family-friendly program of his music.
I'd be interested in knowing, was he deaf from birth, or did he lose his hearing at some point?
That's a good question. I'm sure that there'll be more to find out.
Yeah, talk about it.
Because his program blends like lyrics, but he also uses sign language in his performance as well. Really interesting stuff. 2 p.m. free show on Sunday at the downtown library.
What a great way too, just to understand, and this is a family-friendly program of hip hop music, to understand accessibility.
Yeah, and that's, I think, a big part of his. Yeah. What is
music
explores.
For all people, no matter.
Yeah, and the experience of people who live like that, and what it's like. And I think that's really cool.
That's Sunday from 2 to 3, the downtown branch of the Ann Arbor District Library. We've got time for one more event, this one happening at the Arc. Who's performing?
Yeah, the last show here this week at the Arc to highlight is a band called Wild Child. They're a really good group out of Austin. They're a pop folk band led by a great duo of violinist Kelsey Wilson and a ukulele player, Alexander Beggins. But they were a big hit in the early 2010s. They came out of Austin there, won Best New Band at the South by Southwest Festival for a couple years in a row. Really charming, really nice kind of effervescent music. Check it out at the Arc Sunday, $35 ticket, and that'll be a 7:30 show.
All right, Michael. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. See, there's things going on in
there
the dog days of summer.
You know, and even if you don't go to something, get outside. It's still nice out.
It is.
It all changes soon. So
very soon. We'll be hunkered down, wishing for summertime again. So embrace it while it's here. And you can also embrace our Ann Arbor Observer. We love the Ann Arbor Observer. You can pick up a copy of the magazine on newsstands, read about the people that make this town what it is. And also I love the profiles on people, but I love also learning about the politics and just delving in a little bit more about what's going on here in our community. I think you're a vital resource, and we appreciate the Ann Arbor Observer.
Well, thank you, Lucien. And we are celebrating our 50th anniversary this year, and the latest issue has a lot of neat stuff for that.
Very cool. Check it out. Yeah. AnnArborObserver.com for more information. Our thanks to Michael Bright. He's in the house each week here with the events happening over the weekend, and you can find out the complete listing of events in the back pages of the Ann Arbor Observer and online at AnnArborObserver.com. I'm Lucianne Lance, and you're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.